In his new thriller, Back Channel, Stephen Carter plunks an unlikely heroine into the middle of the Kennedy White House during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Suppose that the affair with the 19-year-old intern is a cover for the Back Channel negotiations.
Imagining a Back Channel negotiation, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Weekend Edition tomorrow morning at 7 here on WXPR. The time is 5:29, our temperature reading 67 degrees. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Wisconsin State Patrol has released the name of the person killed in a multiple vehicle crash Thursday in Arborvita. Killed in the crash was 67-year-old Barbara C. Hillicue of Minocqua. The driver of the second car and a passenger in a tour bus received non-life-threatening injuries, although all the members of the bus were taken to Howard Young Medical Center to be examined and treated. The driver of the second car involved was treated at the medical center. The State Patrol reports Hillicue's vehicle was struck by another car, which pushed her car into a southbound lane where it struck the tour bus. The investigation into the crash is continuing. One of three Democrats running to be the next state attorney general would like Wisconsin's growing older population to have an advocate. Former legislator John Richards says a senior advocate position in the Department of Justice is needed.
I'm calling for the creation of a senior citizen advocate in the Department of Justice. A senior citizen advocate will be able to work with local law enforcement to make sure that we catch and punish people who are preying on our seniors.
Richards says prosecuting those involved in senior scams is hard to do and time-consuming.
There are many sophisticated financial scams where seniors are roped in, sometimes on computer, sometimes in person. And they are very sophisticated operations, sometimes over many years, that can wipe out a person's nest egg that they worked a lifetime to build up.
He says as the population ages, this type of position in DOJ is needed.
The cases are very paperwork intensive. Sometimes they involve very complex financial transactions, and they take time to prosecute. And DA's offices are already understaffed.
Richards will face a primary next month involving fellow Democrats Susan Happ and Ismail Ozan. The winner will take on Republican Brad Schimmel. Incumbent J.B. Van Hollen is not running for re-election. U.S. Senate Democrat Tammy Baldwin is back in her home area explaining her new bill to add 2,000 residency positions at the nation's veterans hospitals. The state's junior senator from Madison says the bill would reduce waiting times for veterans to see VA hospital physicians. It became a key concern earlier this year in the wake of service problems at VA facilities in Arizona. Residencies are the next steps for those who graduate from medical schools. The bill would require the VA to allocate residencies based on doctor shortages at its various facilities and make priorities to train specialists who are needed. A similar bill has been introduced in the House. And the family of a missing woman in northeast Wisconsin has doubled a reward for information which solves the mystery. Relatives of Victoria Prokpovitz of Pittsfield increased their reward from $2,500 to $5,000. The 60-year-old Propkovitz disappeared from her home on April 25th of last year. Authorities said she left her purse, ID, and cell phone behind, and she had none of her medications when she vanished. Consumer experts say the heat of summer is the best time to buy propane that you'll need in the cold of winter. Tim Morrissey reports.
It may be the last thing on your mind in the heat of summer, but the administrator of the State Trade and Consumer Protection Division, Sandy Chalmers, says it's probably the best time to order your winter propane.
Energy experts advise that consumers plan ahead by looking at options now. It's generally much cheaper to buy propane in the summer than it is in the winter.
About a quarter of a million Wisconsin homeowners rely on propane to heat their homes, and last year's brutal winter led to shortages and sky-high prices. A shortage of propane supply and escalating prices prompted Governor Walker to declare a state of emergency in January. Chalmers says people learned a lot last winter.
It caught a lot of people off guard. They were surprised to learn about different add-on fees. It's really important that you read your contract very carefully because that sets out the rights and responsibilities of both you, the consumer, and the seller.
Chalmers advises doing your homework before buying and getting everything in writing from your propane supplier. The Division of Trade and Consumer Protection has a fact sheet to help guide propane users, which can be found at datcp.wi.gov. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Drivers who speed want to get there quicker, but they're forgetting the consequences, the DOT's Rob Miller reports.
There's the increased chance of receiving an expensive citation or being involved in a serious or fatal crash. Randy Romanski with the Wisconsin DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety says if that's not enough, speeders also waste fuel and money.
It's estimated that people going 10 miles per hour over the speed limit will waste about 150 gallons of fuel in a year, and that translates to over $500 at today's prices.
Posted speed limits apply under ideal traffic conditions. Drivers are required to adjust their speeds as weather, highway, or other driving conditions warrant. Last year in Wisconsin, excessive speed was a factor in nearly one-third of all traffic deaths. This is Rob Miller reporting.
The annual onslaught of mayflies began this week along the Mississippi River in the La Crosse region. The National Weather Service caught a swarm of them on radar as they drifted north in the same pattern as the wind. The radar showed yellow spots directly over the Mississippi as the mayflies came out of the water. Radar maps showed the swarm as a green spot while drifting north, then blue as the flies dispersed. In sports, the Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy says he's both confident and nervous about his team as he begins training camp tomorrow. At a news conference, McCarthy said he's very pleased with how the offseason went. The coach said the Packer veterans say they've set the tone for training camp with hard work in the offseason. Tonight's forecast, scattered showers this evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 63. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 79. Right now, cloudy, 67 at 536.